Det er jo ikke nogen hemmelighed, at Goodyear de har en stor interesse i at udbrede kendskabet til deres navn og til deres dæk. Det er blandt andet derfor, de er involveret i 24 timers Le Mans i verdensmesterskabet for racersportsvogne. Og som vi kan høre, så foregår denne her optagelse, den finder sted på Le Mans racerbanen i øjeblikket, kørst der træning forud for weekendens 24 timers løb. Men når jeg lægger ud på den måde, jamen, så er det jo heller ikke nogen hemmelighed, at Goodyear som i økonomisk sammenhæng er, hvad kan kalde det, reklamekøber, sponsor, eller hvad man skal sige, omkring mine Le Mans aktiviteter. Og det gør de ikke for, at jeg skal skamrose Goodyear, men jeg kan i hvert fald sige så meget, at jeg er imponeret over den måde, hvorpå Goodyear har taget hul på deres engagement i 24 timers Le Mans. Ja, det specielle ved Goodyear, at de leverer dæk ikke til hypercars, altså de biler, som rent faktisk går hen og vinder løbet. De leverer dæk, men altså gengæld ene leverandør af dæk i de to andre klasser, der er LMP2-bilerne, det er altså sportsprototyper, og GT3-bilerne, som er, som det hedder, GC-biler, men altså baseret på supersportsvogne. Det er der, vi finder Porsche og Ferrari. Ja, det gør vi jo faktisk også i hypercar-klassen. Nå, det var lige en spøg. Men det er en meget speciel situation for Goodyear naturligvis at skulle levere dæk. Ikke bare til én bil eller til et bilmærke, men at gøre det til en hel stribe af biler. Og når man nu er i Le Mans, så har man også alle eksperterne samlet, og det er en af grundene til, at jeg sætter så stor pris på at tage til 24 timers Le Mans. Fordi der er man altså på forkant af udviklingen mange gange, så er man langt, langt fremme. Man er så langt fremme, så man egentlig ikke i resten af verden kan forestille sig, at det der, som man nu udvikler i et 24 timers Le Mans, nogensinde har noget at gøre med almindelige biler. Men det er nogle ganske, ganske specielle egenskaber, som man skal vride ud af de her racerdæk med biler, der kører over 300 km i timen. Og så er de ovenikøbet meget forskellige. Det er nogle meget specielle udfordringer, man som dækproducent har. First of all, you have to present yourself, so people know who you are.
Nice to meet you. I'm Luca David Andreoni. I am the Marketing Communication Manager, Strategy Manager for EMEA.
So you're also the marketing manager. That means you also have a purpose about being part of this, because it's a big marketing effort which lies behind Goodyear in Le Mans. I have seen Goodyear in the past. They have grown. They're much more visible than earlier. But what is also very interesting is, of course, the main product. That is the tires. And I've just introduced to the listeners it is some very special, very complex situations these race tires are in. Try to explain what it is. For example, the diameter of the tire is growing when it is driving fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it right. I mean, we have increased a lot our presence here in Le Mans. Consider that this year, I think we have almost 100 people from Goodyear just managing everything here, from marketing to operations. So it's huge effort. We have more than 8,000 tires here in place. It's a huge. We have 41 cars competing with Goodyear tires, so it's huge numbers, right?
Out of 60.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more than 70%. So it's a huge effort, and biggest operations for us means that it's a lot of investment and visibility effort for us. But to your point about the product, it's a great technical challenge as well. Why? Because Le Mans is the queen of racing in terms of demand, performance demand, and the way different cars are asking us to perform. The fact that we are having few specs for many different cars, so we are not dealing with, like in the past, you had different specs and one qualifying spec, one for the race. Now we have essentially one spec for dry conditions and one for wet.
And it has to work with these very high speeds. Isn't it a little bit dangerous to drive so fast with tires which are not specifically made for that specific car?
Danger is part of motorsport, but I think in the years, tire manufacturers have increased, everything in terms of safety, technology, also standards, quality standards that go with the checks that are performed before bringing the tires to actual racing are incredible. And they mirror a lot what we also do on the road to make sure that each and every driver, when you are going home, you need to go home safe, right? And even if here the speeds are extremely different and the conditions are extremely different, the project and the objective is essentially the same.
So in some way, you also have some sort of an internal, let us say, communication system, which means that everything you learn from the racetrack is in some way transformed into the road-going cars.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long story, the fact of which technology you can actually bring from racing, you know, to the everyday tires. I think that what I can tell you from the race to road concept is that today on the road product we have two main challenges. One is complexity, because you need to adapt to many different cars, from very, you know, powerful cars, sports cars, to EVs that with heavy weights, to standard cars. So this very broad spectrum is requiring so many different products that is making our job extremely complex as tire manufacturers, because we are developing products that have maybe 200 different references just for one design, just to match different cars and different models. So that's something that really matches with the motorsport, you know, complexity, because you are here we have one size that fits all, but with a performance spectrum that is much wider, that needs to work with all temperatures, needs to work with all different chassis, weight, balance, different driving styles. So these are, I would say, the parallelism we can make between the two worlds, even if it's not exactly the same level of complexity. But the real thing that makes the two worlds together or closer is consistency of performance. Because a premium product, like premium manufacturer like we are, it's all about being a premium product from the very first kilometer to the end. And in racing, you need to be consistent as well. Especially in Le Mans, in endurance, you need to be a great product from the very beginning to the end of the stint. That's where you play as a premium brand.
And I'm sometimes thinking about when the driver has got new tires on his car, he's driving out on the track, he knows that, okay, they have to heat up a little bit. Maybe he's driving a little bit slow, so relatively slow in the first set of corners. But then he reaches a certain point where he needs to speed up. So in some way he speed up, and then he shall rely on the tires that it is behaving in the right way when he's coming with more than 300 kilometers of power and he's breaking down and going very fast through a serious bend. He has to rely on the tires.
Absolutely, and that's part also of our recent developments of the products, because in terms of warm-up or tire warm-up, you know that today we are not using tire warmers any longer, so the tires need to be up to speed in very short time. You need to be at the right temperature level in a very short time frame. So drivers need to be safe in few hundred meters, and that's only done with the right, you know, combination of elements, not only from the compound, because the compound is only one dimension, but the whole structure of the tire needs to talk between different elements, because the heat generation is generated by the whole combination of different elements. It's not just the compound that works in isolation.
If you compare to road cars, it may be a little bit the same thing, but there you also have different seasons. You have cold temperatures, and just before changing for winter tires is another story, but you have these different seasons. In moment here in Le Mans, the temperature is about 28, 29 degrees. When I left Copenhagen, it was 12. That is changing, and when I'm driving on an autobahn, then I may drive a little bit fast, and when I'm driving around in the city, I'm definitely not driving fast, and these tires has to cool and make it optimal under all driving conditions.
Exactly, and that's down to all the different driving styles we also have, right? You might have a different car than me, you might have a different driving style than me, you might live in a different area than me, right? And you need, maybe we have the same tire, the same product, but you're using the tire completely different than me. And maybe you are living also in a country that is much colder than me, right? Because I'm from Italy, for example. So in that case, we are selling a product that, in our case for Europe, needs to work at different latitudes, needs to work in different areas. Knowing that, we need to match this broad, you know, spectrum of performance. Then when it goes to winter, winter is even more specific, because then we have two different lineups for southern markets and northern countries, for example, because it's a different temperature level. So sometimes, I mean, tires, I like to say that it's always a matter of compromising on something, in a way, performance-wise, but on the other end, you need sometimes to make a decision on what to prioritize. For example, All Season today has progressed a lot. We have great All Season products. We are the pioneers of All Season in a way. But we also know that, you know, that there are limitations in terms of what an All Season can bring. And it depends on how you use your car, the type of your car, your driving style, what you demand from the tire itself, right? Maybe you are more a summer and winter driver than a pure All Season, right? Because you are doing 50,000 kilometers per hour, per day, per year, and whatever. But it depends really on, and that's what we try normally to explain, that there is no one way for all, right? We would like to have the product that fits everybody. It will be much easier in a way. But the beauty of it is that you can choose the right product for you.
And that is important. I do think that most people know, but I don't think that most people are thinking about, that the only connection between the car and the tarmac is actually the tires. Indslagene fra 24 timers Le Mans præsenteres af Goodyear, der i 24 timers Le Mans leverer dæk til alle deltagerne i LMP2, såvel som LMGT3-klassen.